This episode of the Jeffersontown Chamber Podcast is brought to you by Signorama Louisville East, your total project management sign company, and by the City of Jeffersontown.
Buy, boost, and build. Those are the Jeffersontown Chamber's founding principles. The Chamber and the City of Jeffersontown work to make J-Town a great place to live, work, and play. Welcome to the Jeffersontown Chamber Podcast. Now let's get into the show and hear what's going on in our great community. Here's your host, Rick Redding.
And here we are once again on the Jeffersontown Chamber Podcast. This is our weekly excursion into everything that's going on in Jeffersontown, a great place to live, work, and play. And have a special event this week, a special guest this week on the show. And I am in the studio with John Cosby, the chief honcho. Well, you got a real title, right, John?
President.
The president.
But you can call me Mr. President.
Mr. President John Cosby of the Jeffersontown Chamber, who is one of the people that is certainly behind the idea of being the first chamber in the region that we know of in the whole world that has its own podcast. And John, we got 14 shows in the can. Tell me what you think so far.
Well, I think it's been a great addition to the services we already provide our members, Rick. People enjoy listening to it. They certainly enjoy being on it. And being first at almost anything is a good thing.
That's right. Number one. Well, I mean, I guess there's probably some things you don't want to be first at.
Probably but not many.
Not many. But, you know, the great thing about doing a podcast for J-Town is there's always something going on. I haven't had a week yet where I've had like a big special event to go to talk about, somebody involved with it as a guest on the show. And of course, getting to talk to the mayor every week is a lot of fun too. So what's the magic sauce there in J-Town? Why we have so much going on and so much for our members to do?
Well, I think it's a reflection on the community itself. It's an event-oriented city. They like to provide a lot of things for their citizens. And the Chamber picked up on that many years ago and does a lot of community-oriented events and a lot of member-oriented events. I mean, you know yourself, you just worked our second annual Summer Craft Beer Fest.
I know, I've been recuperating for 2 days.
So have I. And, you know, it was a beautiful, hot day, but a lot of people came out and people seemed to enjoy the event. You know, food trucks, music.
We ought to have one every week, John. It was really, really kind of cool.
I don't know if there's enough recuperation time if you do that every week.
Well, at least I'm going to go in and put in my vote for at least twice a year because it's such a fun event. I know there's a lot of other local parties around other parts of town and that maybe are so good they deserve duplication, I guess. So.
Probably so.
So we'll see.
And I will say real quick that Summer Craft Beer event is a second day of the Summer Fest that the city itself puts on, which is down at Veterans Park, and it's free hot dogs. They put up a big movie screen for kids, and they get a huge crowd there at Veterans Park for that event. And then we've added our Summer Craft Beer Fest on to that.
And, you know, I went down and got one of those free hot dogs the other day. You know who gave me mine? Who served me?
Possibly the mayor himself.
The mayor Bill Dierriff handed me a hot dog and told me where to get my ketchup. So we had a lot of fun over there, walked around. You know, I didn't know that until I went there, and I've been in J-Town a long, long time, but I'd never gone on that path behind Veterans Park. And it leads down to this really scenic area. And
I think I remember who told you about that.
Yeah, you did. So Paul and I went down there. We had a good time and looked around. And, you know, there's just – it seems like it's not anything to do with the podcast, but coinciding with the start of the podcast, there's a lot of new events and new things going on. Like, you know, we've had on the show, we talked about, you know, that main event facility, Rec Bar, certainly our friends at Third Term Brewing. It seems like it's almost a resurgence of activity in J-Town.
The downtown's really beginning to pop. The city itself did some renovation last year up and down Taylorsville Road, and I think you're going to talk to someone later today that's going to explain about what the continuation of that is on Watterson Trail. And it's all about being business friendly. We're trying to make the city look nice, be an inviting place to come to, and I think we're beginning to see results on that.
Yeah, it certainly is. I don't know what your numbers are, but tell me a little bit about what kind of members the chamber has, how many there are, and some of those details about activities.
Well, our chamber is a moderately big chamber. Considering we're in a county with 8 or 10 other chambers, we do okay. We fluctuate between 875, 900 members. We think we're on our way to 1,000 members probably in the next 2 or 3 years. Our chamber is 50.
And like that many members, though, just to interrupt, they're not all, you don't have to be a resident of company in J-Town to
absolutely to be a member. No, we have as many members outside Jefferson Town as we have inside. So we're really kind of a metro chamber also. And I think the event thing we were just talking about, part of that is our philosophy is if we get our members together doing fun things, they'll do business with each other. So that's really the thrust of that. We make a special effort 2, 3, 4 times a month to have a gathering of our members where they can come and just hang out with each other and hopefully make some deals in the process.
There you go. And it doesn't hurt that a lot of those things are fun, like the monthly chamber golf trail, which is it's really cool that you get to go and play on some different courses around town, no matter what your ability is, right, John?
Well, that certainly doesn't matter because I've seen you and I both play. So good thing there's no requirement for that.
Yeah, a lot of the events lend themselves to ways for companies to promote themselves. Now, we're going to, talk a little bit. I need to mention anyway that our sponsor of this show is the City of J-Town and our friends at Signorama. Our friend Lloyd over there does a great job. He's got a great business, great service to the people of J-Town. Any kind of signage that anyone would need, they can just give Lloyd a call, and he will do a total project management solution for them. Everything from vehicle graphics to signs on your building. They have come on board as our first sponsor, and of course, we'd love to have some more, right?
Absolutely, we'd love to have more. And I would say, again, back to the way our chamber is structured, you can see Lloyd at most of our events. That's the beauty of a small-town type chamber, is you can see the mayor, you can see Lloyd, or anyone else that's a sponsor of any event. Our folks like to come out and hang out together, so everybody is accessible.
Yeah, I now know almost all the chamber, the city council members, and it's very easy to go see the mayor. He's like shows up at everything. It's pretty cool. So I like doing all that, and I like doing the show. This show is a service for members to keep up with what's going on. If you want to hear rather than have to read or go through an email or grab a newspaper or whatever, the things that are going on in J-Town with the chamber, you can find out most of them right here. On the podcast.
If so, I could, I wanted to go back and hit one point that we kind of skipped over, and that is the first night of Summerfest was held at Veterans Park, and you talked about the beautiful walk. But the city also has a plan to extend that park down the hill toward Ruck Regal Parkway, which is going to include eventually our version of a great lawn and an amphitheater. So there are good things coming that way also, some performing arts things.
Because I know I've talked to the mayor about that. The old sewer plant is
gone
away. It doesn't stink over there anymore.
That's right.
It's all good. Some of us that are old enough, our kids played on that field right next door. And it's great to have those kind of facilities. I mean, J-Town's got the best facilities in town, really, when you look at the library, the ballparks, all the other things that are going on. So. Well, let's talk about what is going on. Let's look at the calendar, John. What's coming up in the immediate future in J-Town?
Well, as you mentioned, we have golf outing tomorrow, and probably by the time folks hear this, that will have taken place. But we play the first Tuesday of every month. It's a 9-hole get-together. Most folks stay and play 18, but we're playing Tuesday, and I'm looking at the date. That would be the 14th.
Right, and it's at Oxmoor, which is a course that most of us, you can't just go over there and play anytime
you
want. It's a private course. So by being a member of the chamber, you get to play a course you can't normally play.
That's true. We have 2 or 3 ribbon cuttings coming up at the end of this month, and anyone can go on our website. We invite all our members to come to ribbon cuttings. It's a good way to meet a new business that's joined the chamber usually. Sometimes
they give away free food.
Sometimes free food, even a free glass of iced tea.
There you go.
I would encourage people to come out to these ribbon cuttings because you'll see some of your fellow members as well as some new members there. Another thing that's coming up pretty soon, and it's actually the first week in July, is we're pretty proud of the fact that we're going to give away four $2,500 scholarships this year. Last year, our education committee raised enough to give away two. This year, give away four. And that's coming up the first week of July.
Yeah, that's really great because we had Shelly Gardner from Famous Shelly from Famous Dave's who won one of those scholarships last year, one of the first ones. And, boy, you couldn't find a happier customer than her.
Well, it's a nice thing. And it's all about we're really geared this toward adult learners, people that are working people but going back to improve their degree or certificate or whatever it may be. So we want to support improving the workforce for the area.
Okay, well, that's great also. And, you know, I don't know if you have any other events. I do want to mention that, you know, I follow the J-Town Chambers Facebook page and like, that Megan puts together. She does a great job. And, like, today, every week, it seems like there's always a list of new members that you can find out who they are right there.
There is. We have a business blast coming up the last Wednesday of this month.
Where are we going for that one?
That was at Johnny V's.
Johnny V's, right
Johnny
down the
V's,
street.
Right in the heart of downtown. We always have a good time there and a good turnout. In fact, we get a good turnout on these events every time, 50 to 100 people.
That's right. That's right. I think I've been, you know, I've had a special thing, one of those things at which I met Miss Paula there for the first time. So there's all kinds of things you can that can happen at those business
all
blasts.
All kinds of things.
It's really a lot of fun. I tell you, we have a good time out in J-Town, and I really appreciate, John, your support of the podcast. We're having a lot of content. I mean, there is plenty of content. I scheduled these interviews with these guests. This week we have a couple of really special guests. I'm proud to say, and you'll be hearing those in just a moment here on the show. Of course, John, you know all about Matt Mounier over at the mayor's office, right?
I do. I've worked with Matt for a long time and knew him well before we worked together. He's a planner and a community active guy and loves what he does, seeing the improvements come to J-Town. So what you're going to talk to him about is interesting stuff, and again, it's benefiting the business community.
Okay, well, that's coming right up after the show, after our interview, and we also have Melissa Marvel on the show. And I know at the Boom Awards recently, didn't the Zoom group win a big award?
They did. We give away four or five big awards, and one is Workforce Development, and the Zoom group won that award this year, Boom being Best of Our Members.
Right. And the Zoom group does, as you'll hear coming up in just a few minutes, they help people with disabilities, developmental disabilities, and they have a big event this week that Melissa's going to tell you all about. Here in just a few minutes. So, that's what I'm glad to finally get you on the show, John, and talk about all the stuff that's going on. I'm sure it's interesting for our listeners.
I can come back as much as you want, Rick, and bring you a list every time. That's how much we do. We're pretty active.
All right. Well, it might have been more fun talking to Megan on the show than you, John, but I'm glad to have you on the show.
I'll send Megan next time.
let's just keep doing this and keep informing the people of J-Town about what's going on.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
This episode of the Jefferson Town Chamber Podcast is sponsored by Cinerama Louisville East and the City of Jefferson Town.
And here we are on the Jefferson Town Chamber Podcast. I have in the studio today Melissa Marvel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, gosh. No more calling me sir, all right? Melissa, you are here because of the Zoom group. And, you know, the Zoom group has a really big event this weekend. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners don't even know what the Zoom group is, although it's a cool name. I'll give you that. So tell me, first of all, about Zoom Group and what they do.
All right. Well, Zoom Group has actually been in existence for 30 years, but most of our community do not recognize the name. We went through rebranding a few years ago, but many of the individuals that have been in Louisville for a while remember us as Louisville Diversified Services.
Okay.
So for more than three decades, we have been performing services and aiding individuals that are adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So okay. That's kind of the background history. We take great pride in serving individuals, these individuals at adult levels from broad spectrums of intellectual or physical abilities. And we have day programs that we try to help them and enhance their daily life and their experience.
Okay. So it's like doing, I mean, I think it's a great, it's great that companies like yours exist, because, you know, there's a lot of people that I guess they've got a disability that keeps them from maybe being going to a job and punching a clock and doing all that, but they don't want to sit at home all the time, right?
Absolutely not. For most every individual that we serve, they are so eager to be out in the community and in the workplace and taking the talents that they have and making themselves feel very self-confident and prideful and, you know, just having a ability to participate in life and experience it, just like you and I. Mm-hmm. And so they want to come to work. They're like the best workers in the world.
Yeah, they have great attitudes.
They do. Don't give them a snow day because they want to go to work.
there you go. Now give me an idea what kind of jobs you're talking about here. I know that, like, UPS is one of your sponsors. They're one of the companies that employ some of these folks. What kind of jobs are we talking about here?
Well, really, within UPS itself, we work with the UPS Supply Chain Solutions, and we work with about six different companies within UPS itself. In other words, we are subcontractors of UPS with their customers. So we will do a lot of shipping and delivery type of services, including kitting and boxing and sorting and pre-mail sorts and whatnot. So it's a full variety. But, you know, in addition, and so UPS provides us a lot of opportunities. It can be one thing in the morning and something different in the afternoon, or it can be ongoing. It just really depends on the supply and demand of their customers as well.
Okay.
So that's been a really great experience, and we've been involved with UPS probably nearing 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a great relationship. And then we also, a lot of people don't know, is that our folks serve and maintain the VA hospital's laundry services. So our team members wash. Wow. And fold and stack and prepare it for delivery all of the Louisville Veterans Hospital and Lexington Hospital.
Wow, that's a big responsibility there.
It is.
It's very cool. Now, shifting gears a little bit, were telling me a little bit about your background. You have not been with Zoom Group for 30 years or 15 years, but
that's right.
Very recently joined the company.
Just
tell me about that.
Just a little over a year. Well, Zoom Group has gone through a couple changes, and I was very fortunate to come on board as their consultant in the financial realm, and in just meeting and greeting the individuals that are their staff as well as their board of directors, and then meeting and greeting the team members and getting to know the organization's mission and having passion about it. I kind of fell into that trap. And so I submitted my name for the opportunity to become the executive director, and was given that honor. So I've been in the role just a little over a year, and it's been very rewarding, and I hope that it continues to be rewarding. But it's a very challenging job in the sense that, you know, we think about a health and human services type of environment, but the reality of it is Zoom Group is many businesses under one organization, because we do logistics, we do education and training, we do day programs for the adults, and we also run an art studio. So there's a lot of different business concepts within Zoom Group that we operate. And so I enjoy working in all those different arenas, and I love seeing the individuals that we serve grow and learn and become better and more fulfilled individuals.
Right, and it's a long way from being a CPA.
It's a long way from numbers, but you know, business is business, and you've got to make margins, and it's really tight, especially in an organization where the major support comes from private contracts, such as the companies that we spoke of, UPS, the VA, the government contracts. But we are a large receiver of support from Medicaid. Many of our individuals we serve are on a particular waiver, and so we bill for the hours in which we serve them. And that's very critical, because most recently we've been hit with a lot of federally mandated increase in our costs, but yet Medicaid hasn't changed for the past 12 years. Mm-hmm. So as the federal government mandates, our prices are increasing, and the Medicaid is not keeping up to speed with those increases. You see what happens there.
Okay, so I hear a little of this.
I'm there for the CPA stuff there.
I hear a little of the accounting numbers, person right. in you coming out
right.
there.
Sorry about that. I'll stop.
No, that's fine. And speaking of money and numbers, fundraising is part of your financial model, too.
It is.
We have a smooth transition there.
There you go.
Have a big event coming up this Thursday night?
We do. We have 30 years in counting, celebrate the past, dream for the future. We are going to be celebrating the 30 years of this organization and all of its successes and all the individuals wow. that have grown to prosper from, you know, the onset. So we will be looking at each decade, and there are hundreds and numerous individuals that we could provide honor and recognition to, because many are deserving, but we will be featuring a few,
okay.
and we'll just make the night shine. So we're hoping that folks will come out and join us.
You have a very impressive speaker in the U of L Lady Cards basketball coach, Jeff Wall.
Yes.
How'd you swing getting him to come out there?
Well, I can't take the credit for that one. He has been a very big supporter of Zoom Group for many years, and he continues to be supportive, and we are just very glad that when we reach out to him and say, Coach, are you game? Are you available? You know, you want to come play ball with us for an evening? And he is very gracious to give his time for our organization, and he's a great cheerleader for us. And they also, one of our biggest silent auction items is a trip with the Lady Cardinals basketball team.
Oh, wow.
So he's very gracious. U of L is very gracious collectively, and we're very thankful for that. So that's the relationship.
Well, there you go. Does the winner get to pick the road trip? Because, you know, I don't want to go to like.
I think it's a mutually agreed upon as most. But let me tell you this: the folks that acquired the trip last year could not have been more pleased, and they had nothing but rave reviews. So I would highly encourage folks to at least consider coming out and bidding on that package.
Yeah, well, I think I'd rather go to Florida State than somewhere like Connecticut or something. Right?
That's your call. That's the bitter winning bidder's pleasure.
All right, so this event's going to be out at the Parklands. So I know the Gaines Lodge out there. It's a great facility, and it is. We can still get tickets, right? You're selling tickets, right?
We're selling tickets. You just need to call our hotline. and our hotline is 502-581-0658.
0658, okay.
And ask for Laura.
And the tickets I see the tickets are priced at $130
yes.
individually, or you can get $100 a ticket if you buy a table of eight.
That is correct.
So good. Well, the Zoom Group, we're proud to have you right here in J-Town. I know your offices are right by the CarMax is how you describe it.
We are near CarMax and the old Swope Automotive Center. So we're tucked away directly across from the Louisville Marriott East. And J-Town's been very kind to us. We enjoy being there.
Yeah, your organization won a Boom Award. Rhymes with Zoom. It's kind of cool. Best of our members.
It was awesome, actually. Boom and Zoom. We loved it.
Yeah, it was a great deal, and you've been on a sort of whirlwind of media promoting this event, right? You were on TV this morning.
Yes, I was. I'm learning. I'm a novice at this, but I'm learning. So I'm enjoying it, and I just appreciate the opportunity to get to reach out and speak to the community about the important things we do, which ties back to that Boom Award, because it all boils down to workforce development and employment, and we were awarded and very proud that people in the community felt that we should be honored for our employment of the folks that we serve, because we've been doing this. There's many types of employment that we can do. We have commercial operations, and we have supported employment, and there are subtle changes. One has a job coach, one kind of has a job coach, and then they kind of launch out on their own. And so we've been very successful. They're called employment specialists. They've done a really good job of working with our individuals. They get to know the individual very, very well. They get to know employers in our community very well and what their needs are. And then they match the two together. It's kind of like connecting talent to the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's a little different than a regular staffing agency. But it is kind of unique because we are really a staffing agency. We just have a different process in getting the people to their final employment.
Well, it sounds like very important work. Glad to have it in our community, and hope that people will be encouraged to come out and see you and all the, and Jeff Walls, and I see Don G is the master of ceremonies out there on Thursday night. It's going to be a big, big event.
It will be a fun event, and you do not want to miss Don G and Coach Walls together. They're a good match together, and then we're going to be having a live auction as well that has some really nice items to bid on. We've got a Puerto Rican villa and another UK game. We don't want to give too much red, too much blue. gotta be a little
walk the line.
Walk that fine line here in town. But no, it's going to be a great evening. And just the mere fact that we're celebrating 30 years is something to really step back and appreciate, because the industry is a very difficult and daunting industry to be in at these times, and we really need everyone's community support to help us move for the future, because we're gonna need the village.
And we're back on the show with Mayor Bill Dura for our weekly Ask the Mayor segment, sponsored by the City of Jaytown. And just been through a very busy time. I saw you over the weekend serving hot dogs, and I think maybe serving beer, Mayor. But back to serious business, you have managed to get a budget through that includes a lowering of property taxes.
Yeah, this year we were able to lower the property taxes about 8.8%, which is a phenomenal when you consider the climate today, everybody asking to raise their property taxes. And even though we did that, we are paving four times the amount of streets that we had when I first came into office. We are able to add the police officers that we need down at the department, and we're able to pay cash for projects that are coming to our town. And one of them, as you see right now, is off Hirschburn Lane going into our Commerce Park with the curb and gutters and signs and everything else. The other one is we're banking money aside for our park for the improvements we're designing into it, whether it's the new playground, the memorials area, or the stages at the bottom where the sewer plant is. But the thing I would like to do is have the money set aside so then when we get ready to actually do each project, we pay cash for it. So one thing the government doesn't think of is paying cash for things. You get things done a lot quicker. You don't have to borrow the money, and you don't have to raise or do anything for taxes for later in life. So we don't put the burden on our people, our kids, our aged individuals to have to pay the taxes at a later date. We pay cash now, and we keep on moving and moving faster.
And what auspicious facilities here. I'm in the City Council chambers with Matt Mounier at City Hall. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
All right. Well, you have a lot of important responsibilities that we want to talk about here. And I guess the first thing I really want to ask you about is the new street changes that people are going to actually be able to see right here on the square, mainly along Watterson Trail, right?
That's correct. People are probably noticing now a lot of the first phase of our streetscape project along Taylor's Road, basically between College Avenue and Ruckwiggle Parkway. That's really kind of seen as our front door to our downtown, and so we constructed some gateway arches, new decorative street lighting, sidewalks, some decorative walls to help screen some of the parking areas. And so now we're going to kind of carry that theme into phase two, which is Watterson Trail, which is basically considered our main street, if you will, that runs in front of City Hall and the Jeffersontown Fire District building. So that project right now is under design. We're moving into our utility relocation phase, which is kind of an exciting phase, because the goal of that is to relocate all the overhead power lines and electric lines to what I call the secondary streets of Peach and Neal.
Okay.
And so through that process, we're going to be working with the individual property owners and transferring their service to be served from the rear of their buildings. And we'll work with that and manage that cost for them into the project.
Okay.
Once that phase gets completed, probably next spring, we'll move then to do the final design of the actual streetscape enhancements, which will consist of similar to what we saw on Taylor's Road with decorative streetlights, new sidewalks. We're going to redo all of front of City Hall with a new, more public gathering plaza. And then down by the firehouse on Watterson Trail and Old Taylor Road, we're going to be doing what we call a first responder memorial park. A year and a half ago, we were able to secure a piece of the steel from 9/11 up in New York City. And so we're going to make that a nice memorial plaza for all the first responders.
Wow, and that'll be right by the fire station?
It'll be in that little grassy area right next to their administrative building. We've been working with the fire department to do that. So it's going to be a very somber memorial, but it's going to be a very good tribute to first responders and incorporate that piece of steel that we were blessed getting from the New York Fire Department.
Yeah.
So just so I'm clear, it's right like the new building, the new like Payright building. Is it across the street from that?
Yes, it's across the street from that.
Okay.
And it's basically the small little framed house, which is the fire department's administrative offices, right next to the parking lot, okay. Next to the firehouse.
Wow. Sounds like a great addition to the city. Now, that's really part of your job, though. You sort of help make things happen, right?
That's here, correct. My title is Director of Community Development and Assistant to the Mayor, so I do wear a lot of different hats. Under the community development side, I guess you could say I do a lot of the capital projects for the city. I write a lot of the grants that the city is managing to be able to do such projects like we're doing, and then also to assist with economic development opportunities and trying to revitalize our downtown and spur new economic development opportunities.
Now, I know we've talked in the past about, like, on Watterson Trail. The Watterson Trail you're talking about, extending, I guess I'm wondering how far down it goes, like past that graveyard or?
We're actually doing Watterson Trail in two phases. The first phase, which is the immediate phase we're working on now, goes between Maple and Old Taylorsville Road. Everything that's planned for that corridor is all being done within existing right-of-way, so it makes it have the ability to move faster through the process.
Okay.
So that's why we're seeing that one could start construction after Gaslight Festival of 2017. Phase two then will basically go from Maple out to Ruck Regal and Old Tills Road down to Ruck Regal, and that will then create the other gateway coming into our downtown. So okay. We have the two main roads that create our downtown with an amenity of a gateway feature to let people know that they're arriving into the historic Gaslight Square District in downtown Jeffersontown.
Well, speaking of fantastic entrances, I understand the new entrance to the industrial park up there on 64 is coming closer to being a reality.
That is correct. It's currently under construction right now. That's what we call the west entrance to the Bluegrass Commerce Park. It's the older entrance to our park, probably the original one, as most people know, at Bluegrass Parkway and Hurstbourne Parkway, right off of Interstate 64. And so we're improving that corridor with new curbs and gutters, again, decorative street lights, a brand-new signature entrance, decorative floorboard fencing, landscaping. We've already just constructed about a year ago our bicycle and pedestrian trail that goes along that section as well. So we're really enhancing that entrance to the park because most people know that is one of the major entrances to the park, and we want it to blend in and continue with the wayfinding mission that the city's adopted several years ago in kind of branding the Bluegrass Commerce Park under one umbrella and one logo.
Well, it's always been, a challenging intersection, I guess. I'm being nice. But, you got to wait at that light a long time sometimes. And making that curve and going right into the light, it's challenging. It could use some beautifying.
That is true. And with better street lighting there, I think it'll help light up the area better. It'll help identify that intersection. And you're right, it does get a tremendous amount of traffic, especially during the peak times in the morning and the afternoon. So we're hoping that this will really improve that area, give people a little bit more easy access to the park, and also increase the visibility of where they're actually at.
Sure. Well, you mentioned one of my favorite subject I always bug you about is the bike trail thing. And I know there are bike trail projects in the city. But, tell me some of the areas where, even if it's on the drawing board, where we're going to see. I know, like, at Bluegrass Parkway all the way out there to Larson Trail, right, is one.
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting things. We did a master plan for the city back in 2008, and so I've been aggressively pursuing a way to implement that plan. So we have several segments of our bike and ped trail already complete, and as you mentioned, the one along Bluegrass Parkway from Hurstbourne all the way to Larson Trail is complete, and it gets a lot of use. The second phase of that will pick up at Larson Trail and go east to Tucker Station Road, and then down Tucker Station along Papa John's World Headquarters to Plantside Drive. So we're very excited about that. We're looking at that one. Could be ready to advertise for bid later this fall and start construction in the spring. Another segment, which is a very popular corridor, is Watterson Trail leaving our downtown heading west towards Hurstbourne Parkway, which goes along Monticello.
Now you're talking the area that I'm interested
Watterson
in.
Woods. The first phase goes basically from Walnut Wood Way down to Mulberry Railway. It's going to be an off-road multi-use trail, as they call them. And then the second phase of that will pick up at Mulberry Railway and go all the way down to Mansfield Estates. And that'll be something that will come along sometime next spring as well. So that will kind of complete those two segments of a project that's been going on for the past 2.5 years.
Yeah, because that's got to be one of the narrowest two-lane stretches around.
It's a very scenic corridor to drive because, you know, it has that rural feel to it, yet you're, you know, close to our downtown. There is no sidewalks or anything along this corridor, but there is a lot of dense neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So the city recognized through the master plan that that's a high-priority corridor, and we wanted to make those bike and pedestrian connections to get people to be able to ride their bike up to the farmer's market on the town square, the Gaslight Festival, or to visit any of our shops or restaurants and eateries that way. So that's part of the mantra of why we wanted to focus on that corridor as well. Another interesting project with the bike and ped is we're partnering with one of our Metro Council people, as well as the Parklands of Floyd's Fork. And we're currently under the design phase of a multi-use trail that will connect our downtown and our Veterans Memorial Park all the way out the Tales Road corridor to the Parklands.
Wow.
So we're excited about that trail as well. We want to see that as a trail that could be constructed, you know, in 5 years instead of maybe 20 years whenever they would widen Tales Road. So that's another good vision and project that's underway right now in the preliminary design phase. And we're excited about that.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of stuff related to walkability and rideability. It seems like something that the time seems right for that right out here in Jefferson.
Yeah, we are fortunate. There is a lot of federal grant opportunities that has funding dedicated to those types of projects. So I think it's important that Jefferson Town finds a way and a strategy to capture some of those funds and bring some of our federal tax dollars back to Jefferson
Town. Yeah, so it's not all being paid for with local taxes.
No. Most of the grants are an 80-20 type of split, so 80% of it's coming in from the federal reimbursement that are dedicated type funds for these types of projects.
All right. Well, I don't know if there's any place people can find out about these plans or, is any of this stuff online where we could
We have our master plan. We have a lot of news alerts that go out on the city's website, as well as our Twitter and Instagram accounts. Also, I'd encourage anybody to visit our website and sign up for news alerts. So as we have some of these projects, we do have public meetings, and we encourage all the community to get out and come view the plans as they develop and look at these future corridors and stuff.
Wow. Well, Matt, you sure got a lot going on here at the city. It's a very exciting time for everybody in J-Town.
Yeah, I think so, too, and I encourage everybody to get involved in the process and come explore Jefferson Town.
Thanks for listening to the Jefferson Town Chamber Podcast, brought to you by Signorama Louisville East and the City of Jefferson Town. Tune in every week with Rick Redding as he spotlights the awesome community of Jefferson Town, Kentucky.